This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3920 for Friday, the 11th of August, 2023. Today's show is entitled RV Trip 2022-2023 Southeast United States. It is part of the series Travel. It is hosted by Ahukad and is about 14 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, step one for a month's long RV trip is the planning.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode in my ongoing series on RV travels. And what I'm going to do this time is talk about our trip to the Southeast, which we did over the winter of 2022 to 2023. And in this episode, what I want to do is talk about how we got started with this. And the start is planning. We plan our trips. Now, I know there are people who just hit the road and wing it. I don't like being out on the road not knowing where I'm going to sleep tonight. So we do plan these things. Now, we had a great time last time in the Southwest. And it was certainly good enough that we wanted to do another trip. But Cheryl and I do not like to repeat ourselves a whole lot. The one exception to this is that we actually made two trips to Ireland. But generally, we like to go to someplace different. So we thought about that, and we thought about, our plan originally was we wanted to visit some NASA facilities, and we thought this might be a chance for us to make good on a little of that, add a few of those to this trip. And we also made a few decisions based on our previous experience. First, we took the length of the planned trip down to about 3 months. It ended up being slightly less than that, actually, for several reasons. Now, we had planned 4 months last time and then had to reduce it to 3.5 months when I had some medical issues. And then by the time we got to the end of the trip, we decided that 3 months would be even better. And because of other plans we have in the spring of 2023, we needed to be home by the middle of March at the very least. So I started our planning with a departure date of December 15th, aiming to be home no later than March 15th. So I opened up RV Life's Trip Wizard in my browser and started a new trip with a beginning date of December 15th, leaving from our home. Then I made a change to our trip settings. We found that our planned drives of 300 miles ended up being too much, particularly when the mileage crept up to 330 or more. So I changed our planned driving radius to 250 miles and started. One other thing we discussed was that instead of the 5 days of daily driving that we did getting to and from the Southwest, we should stop for a few days at a time to keep refreshed and maybe see some local sights. I found that with a 2-day drive, we could get to Nashville, which is a city we wanted to see anyway, so I plugged in an overnight stop in Kentucky, followed by a week in Nashville. From there, Memphis was a 1-day trip, so I added 7 nights there. Then another 1-day trip would take us to Huntsville, Alabama, the first of our NASA stops. From there, I was looking to get to the Gulf Coast around Mobile, but that was too long a drive, so I found a stop in the middle of Alabama near some parks where we could find some hiking opportunities and do some sightseeing and put in a 3-night stay, followed by a short drive to the Gulf Coast where we could stay for 7 nights. From there, another 1-day drive would take us to the Florida Gulf Coast, just south of Tallahassee. Then we would go to St. Augustine, which is one of my wish list stops before we plan this. And for this stop, I made it 9 nights. Then it was on to Cape Canaveral and the Kennedy Space Center for another 9 nights. Then we start the gradual movement north, since we will be in February by this point. A 3-night stay near Gainesville, Florida, sets us up for a week-long stay in Savannah, Georgia. Now, I visited Savannah once a really long time ago. I was a child. But I remember that it was a beautiful city, well worth the visit. And then we could move a little bit north to Charleston, South Carolina, for a 4-night stay. This is another lovely southern city with a lot of sightseeing opportunities. Then on to Asheville, North Carolina for 5 nights, then to Berea, Kentucky for 4 nights, finally a week in Cincinnati, Ohio, before returning home on March 12th. Now, at this point, it was just a draft, and, you know, subject to a lot of change. I had not made any RV park reservations, and that things can always change when you get to that step. And I had to get approval from my wife that this was a plan that she was on board with. Now, the next steps would be to check the route for any steep grades or elevations, which would mean adjusting the route. And we also wanted to research a little more on things to do in each stop. What we don't need to do is pack each day with activities. We learned last time that days off are a good thing. You know, we're a couple of senior citizens hitting the road. We don't need to overdo it. Now, sometimes the weather may be bad. Sometimes you just need to rest. And about once a week, you need to do laundry. And we got into a good rhythm by the end of our trip last time, and I hope we can pick up where we left off. But I think we have a good starting point with this plan. We just need to do a little more planning over the next couple of weeks. So, I had wrote all of that on August 8th of 2022. Well, on August 20th, so not quite 2 weeks later, I came back to it. So we took our draft plan and did another check, this time looking at how steep the grades would be. We've got a good truck, to be sure, but we don't like a lot of steep mountainous roads, and our draft had us in the vicinity of the Appalachian Mountains. We used Google Maps, which can be set to give a topographical view, but an even more helpful tool we found is something called Flattest Route, and I have a link to this in the show notes if anyone wants to know about this particular application. This can show you the flattest route between any two locations with a histograph of both the elevation and the grade along your route, the maximums and minimums of both, and even suggestions for modifying your route by adding an intermediate stop. Now, the homepage, when I looked at it, used all U.S. examples, but I also did try European examples. Did you know that going from Berlin to Turin goes over the Alps, has 2,000 meters of elevation and 12% grades? Well, now you do. We also made use of the topographic maps, and there's a link in the show notes to this. This is a U.S. federal government site. But, you know, I would bet there's probably similar things available in other countries and other regions. And even this site does have some information from other places. If you enter using U.S. English as your language, that will display all U.S., but you can change your language or just search for the area you're interested in. I could bring up Bavaria, for instance, while using U.S. English as my language. So, you know, it can be useful to do a little research if you're planning some travel. Now, when we reviewed our first draft, we had some grades that were a lot higher than we were comfortable with. Now, we'd encountered a 10% grade while towing our RV last winter, going into Clifton, Arizona, and that was pretty much a white-knuckle experience for us. So we wanted to be more comfortable this time. And it turned out that with a little work and a few modifications to the plan, we could make it happen. Our new plan had us drop Nashville, but we swung a bit west through Indiana and came down to Memphis. We went to Huntsville, Alabama for a few days, then returned to Memphis for an overnight. From there, we went to Vicksburg, a major Civil War site, and then on to New Orleans. From there, we move along the Gulf Coast to Mobile, Alabama, then into the Florida Panhandle near Tallahassee. Then it's on to Cape Canaveral and the Kennedy Space Center, and then up to St. Augustine, Florida. This is followed by Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina. Then we go across Georgia into Alabama and Mississippi. Then north through Tennessee, Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana before returning home. Now this trip, our plan, we managed to hit three of the NASA sites that were on our list. The U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama, the Stennis Space Center outside of New Orleans, it's actually in Mississippi, just across the border, and the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral. So this is shaping up to be a really nice trip, and we're looking forward to it. Well, a few days later, I wrote that once we had checked all of the grades and elevations, it was time to start making reservations. RV Trip Wizard gives you telephone numbers for all the camps, so it's pretty easy to just run through the list and make phone calls. This can lead to more changes. For instance, a couple of places we called were not open in the winter months. A couple more did not make reservations as far out as our planned trip. Now, since we don't like leaving things to chance, we looked for alternatives. It is more comforting to set out knowing that you have a place to stay each night. So over the next week, I made phone calls to lock in our stays. By August 30th, I had all of that done. So it was then time to prepare the book. Now, we started the book on our last trip and learned we can improve it. The idea is to have a book that has all of your stops in order and all of the planned routes. Now remember, we have a big rig to tow, so we can't just take any road. We have to make sure it will accommodate our rig. You can go online and find tons of videos of people in RVs running into a low bridge and either just losing things off the top, like their air conditioner, or worst case, smashing to pieces the entire RV. We don't want to do that. RV Trip Wizard gives us safe routes. We're also investigating a few other things. The thing you have to bear in mind is that, Google is great for driving directions for a car. It's not great for what we're doing. At one point, we ran into a traffic jam and Google talked us into taking a detour that took us through a residential neighborhood, and it was very uncomfortable. We not only have to worry about low bridges, we have to worry about tight turns. There's a lot of stuff to worry about. Now, we learned last time that it would be handy to have the information on the reservation itself, whether or not it was prepaid or if a deposit was paid, whether it would accept credit cards or if a check was required. Now, it may seem odd in, this part of the 21st century, but there were several parks that only took cash or checks, no credit cards accepted. Taking the time to compile all of this into a book ahead of time really makes things less stressful on travel days, because everything you need to know is right at your fingertips. Now, I started by exporting the whole trip from RV Trip Wizard as an Excel file, then print out the maps, then print out the email confirmations, where there were any. Some of those came with advice on the best route to the park once you were close, which is handy. There were a couple of places that said, don't pay attention to what Google says. This is the way you really want to come. Good information. So with all of these, the book came together and planning for the trip was pretty much done. So This is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio signing off and encouraging you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.